The great nation of America holds 112 recognized national monuments, 41 of which are located throughout the states of New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Appropriately, the last three states I traveled through up to that point. It had certainly been an enlightening voyage, to say the least. I had seen more in the past few months than most people who even live here see in their entire lifetimes. It blew me away that there is so much history and culture right here in our own country that so many people took for granted on a day-to-day basis. I found it unfathomable, and it definitely altered my point of view and the way I thought about myself as a citizen. I was being given the opportunity to learn about our true past firsthand. I saw with my own eyes forts that had been constructed to fearlessly defend against this great land. Starting in Maryland with Fort McHenry, I took the time to stop at Fort Monroe in Virginia, Fort Sumter in South Carolina, Fort Frederica and Pulaski in Georgia, and then finally Fort Montaz in Florida as I made my way down the East Coast. There is just something about seeing the old brick walls and cannons that our soldiers used years ago to fight that changes something inside of you. And after each visit, I felt a much greater appreciation for my heritage and background. There was a reason this country was so powerful and patriotic. Of course, there would always be those exceptions, those who would never truly care or take the time to learn about their roots or where they came from, but many American families still hold the patriotism and passion that has fueled this great nation for so long. Of course, on my way through the District of Columbia, I also felt compelled to stop amid the National Mall and Memorial Parks, taking in the Lincoln Memorial, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, and the Thomas Jefferson Memorial. Traveling through each state, I felt almost as if I was stuck in a time machine, like I had been sucked into a void and transported back to a place in time when these monumental structures were first being erected. Any sense of time I thought I had left just melted away from me. I had no schedule. For the first time in my life, I didn't need to be anywhere to meet a certain deadline. In a certain sense, it was paradise. I could relax and simply think about all the history this country had been built on, all the enthusiasm and fervor that countless men and women had poured into making this place a better home for those around them. It really was life-changing. Of course, gas and food money were consistently a problem, but I had expected no less. I kept on top of my freelance writing, and it got me through. The money and success came in waves. Some months I would have hardly any money and would go hungry, and then the next month I would find myself flooded with cash. I guess sometimes when it rains it pours. I slept in hotel rooms when I could afford it, but otherwise would just pull over into a lot and sleep in my car. I hadn't spoken to anybody from back home either. I could only imagine what they must have been going through. I didn't care. I was enjoying this lifestyle too much. I had no one to answer to, no judgment to feel, no love, but also no hate. In short, I simply accepted and remained content with the decisions I had made. I had seen but a glimpse of this country, a small fraction to what still lied in store, and yet it had already drastically changed the way I thought about things. I tried to avoid dwelling on many of these facts. I knew if I was going to live my dream and explore the world, I would end up seeing far more things than I would have ever been able to originally imagine, or even begin to understand for that matter. I never stayed in the same place for very long, although as I've said, time seemed completely irrelevant by that point anyways. The very concept had lost all meaning in my mind. Again, I reiterate that growing up as a child, I often dreamt of how much was out there in the world, just waiting to be explored by us. Thoughts would run wild on their own for hours as I dreamt up the landscapes and scenery and people that composed this world. I had wanted to experience it all firsthand. However, as I grew up and got out into the world, I realized what a total load of nonsense that was. Gradually, my eyes were opened, and as I grew more and more bitter, I quickly realized how cruel this world could be and how empty life could feel. Those were some of the lowest times I could recall, and I made a decision that from then on, I was only going to live for myself. I don't know how I made it through some of those days. Some felt endless. During my college days, my problems seemed to hit their peak as I struggled with various challenges and chapters in my life, still trying to figure out where I belonged as I had done my entire life. But I had remained determined to get out of that pathetic life I was in and find something better for myself, not to mention provide whatever sort of positive impact on the world that I could during the time I had been provided with. The series of events and decisions I had already made landed me in the position I found myself in on that particular day early in September. I was at the mercy of the universe, on a road to nowhere. I had crossed over the state line from Arizona several hours earlier, and found myself on a wide-open interstate bound for the heart of an urban, downtown San Francisco skyline. Personally, I had always regarded California as the proverbial pinnacle of success, a place of paradise and utopia, a picture-perfect fairy tale land with no hate, no guilt, and no remorse, just peacefulness and acceptance wherever you went, the constant sound of the ocean waves crashing, the sun constantly shining, and the cool breeze blowing. Years on top of years of pain and agony wouldn't mean anything at all if I would be able to relax and live out the rest of my life in this safe haven. I began to contemplate returning permanently after I had finished traveling, yet for now, I was just going to enjoy the time I had. Besides, I could stay as long as I wanted. It wasn't like I had a boss who was waiting for me to get back to work. I pulled off the interstate to an exit ramp and navigated my way through the city, reaching the downtown district in a matter of minutes. I pulled my black sports coupe over to the side of the road and shifted it into park before stepping out and locking the doors, continuing down the sidewalk on foot. I had intended to return for my supplies shortly, whenever the opportunity presented itself, but for the current time I simply felt like the car was becoming far too constricting. This was a place I had dreamed of my entire life, and I was determined to take it all in firsthand and enjoy it all while it lasted. Every last piece of it. As I rose from the driver's seat and stepped out into the refreshing air, I stretched and took a deep breath in, clearing my mind. Nothing else mattered anymore. None of it. I let it all filter out. Fuck it. That was the extent of my thought process at the moment. It's all in the past now. I focused exclusively on the moment at hand. The rays of mid-afternoon California sunshine felt incredible beyond description on my face and skin. I reached into my front right pocket and retrieved a single pink circular pill with a peace sign embedded on one side. I quickly popped it into my mouth and swallowed it. I could feel the initial effects almost immediately. This was premium 34-methylhexydoxymethamphetamine. In layman's terms, for all you straight-edge people out there, MDMA, or ecstasy, and these pills were estimated to be 90-95% pure. I certainly hoped so, considering the price I had paid. This was only the finest quality of chemicals. It had an essence about it that lower quality products simply couldn't deliver. It offered a certain mystical tingle within moments of ingestion, and the experience itself was hands down the best that any human being could ever experience in this lifetime. Essentially, it offered a sense of heaven on earth. As I walked down the sidewalk, I felt the best I had in a long time. I tried to observe everything as I strutted down the avenue. Occasionally, people would brush against me as they passed on the bustling sidewalk. I tried to look at as many of the different faces as I could. All these generic people with their generic names and generic careers, each so different and crucial pieces to this puzzle we all make up. Each with their own unique souls and egos, living. I walked past bars and pubs, clothing and shoe stores, fast food joints, car dealerships. It was your typical downtown core. Skyscrapers composed the surrounding skyline, outlining the edge of the downtown region, and the streets stayed lined with cable cars, buses and trolleys, taxis, pedestrians, and other motorists. Thankfully, the occasional tree provided relief from the sun. I felt very much at home in such an environment. This city took on a spirit of its own that shone through its people and radiated throughout the entire nation, at least in my opinion. I continued walking and turned down a much quieter side street. The road came to a dead end, and the land opened onto a park which I proceeded to cut through.